Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head boys basketball coach Jay Hiscox. And Coach, a couple of games to talk about before the Christmas break. Let's go back to your December 15th contest when you guys traveled to Forest City, in which the Indians were able to get past you, but a game that was right there. Forest City took a little bit of lead in the first quarter. You guys bounced back in the second quarter, went into halftime with it pretty much even, and then come out of the second half, and then the Indians are able to pull away, win 61-50. Your thoughts on the game, Coach?
Yeah, it was a really good game, really good atmosphere. I thought the terrific crowd is on a Friday night in Forest City, and you usually get that. I thought both teams played really, really well for the most part. We had three guys in double figures with Jackson Peterson, Gunnar Faust, and Mitchell Smith, and then Kaysen Brosher was a big contributor in that game as well. But like you said, a pretty evenly matched game throughout. We just had, unfortunately for us, we had a stretch with a couple minutes to go where we turned it over three or four straight times in a live ball turnover situation, and Forest City and Coach Rozacker and his squad capitalized, and that kind of led him to a victory. But I thought that was, I thought our kids played really, really well that night, battled and competed against a really good basketball team.
And Coach, with that contest, you guys go on to take on Newman Catholic, and you guys get that game back at home a few nights later, get a couple of days on the practice floor first. Newman Catholic able to get past you by 10 that night, 53-43.
Yeah, and that was another game that was fairly evenly matched throughout the game. Unfortunately for us, we just had a really, really bad fourth quarter shooting the ball. I think we only scored 4 points. We just could not buy a bucket in the fourth quarter, couldn't hit a free throw. And, you know, basketball is a game about, it's a shot-making game. I don't care what else you do. If you're a team that can knock down some shots, it's going to give you a chance, and we really struggled to get through that in the fourth quarter of that game, and that's in the end what cost us. Mitchell Smith had 14 that night, Jackson Peterson 9, and Gunnar Faust had 9, but really it was that fourth quarter that crushed us as far as giving ourselves a chance to win the game. And again, the kids played really well, just didn't come up with the victory.
Coach, that goes into the Christmas holiday now, and I know you guys had some time away, some family time right away for the Christmas break, but then you were able to get back on the practice floor and get some work in before you start the second half of the season. Take us through what the Christmas break was like for your team.
Yeah, obviously, given the 5 days off, I believe ours was the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We started back on Wednesday, and believe it or not for us with this group, just because of the late start, when we had the three practices in a row, Wednesday through Friday, that was the first time we had practiced with our top eight guys in the rotation more than two practices in a row. So where they were all active and nobody was out with injury or something else. So it was nice just to get everybody on the floor and work on some things that we've been kind of waiting on to work on, and just getting a lot of shots up and going up and down a lot, competing and getting some conditioning in as well too. But yeah, you always appreciate that time away during the middle of the season, because basketball can be it's a long season and some weeks are long. So you appreciate that time away, and I'm sure the kids appreciate that too, and the rest that they get. And I know with West Hancock just having a long football season into basketball season, those kids really need, they when that time comes over Christmas break where they get those 5 days, that's at a point physically when they really, really need that. So I appreciate that the state allows us to do that and get that time away, and then get back to work for what's going to be a really busy January for us. You know, we've got, I think, the next weeks coming up, we have three of the next 4 weeks, we have three games a week. So, yeah, it'll be a fast and furious January into February.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about what you guys were working on, maybe some things you guys were trying to accomplish during that practice time.
Yeah, a lot of it was, you know, team offense. A lot of it was offensive base, which is some different things we want to do against different types of defenses that we see. And in our conference, you know, you see a bunch of different defenses thrown out at you. You know, and for example, if you're playing Forest City, you might see five or six different defenses thrown out at you. So, yeah, just working on the little things, but knowing where and what we want to do and how we want to attack certain, you know, whether it's a man defense or an even man front zone defense, like a 2-3, or an odd man front zone defense, like a 1-3-1 or a 3-2. Just kind of getting as many reps as we can against the different looks that we're going to see. That was one of our main focuses over Christmas break.
And Coach, as you mentioned, we got a busy January. Starts right away on January 2nd, and it's one of those where, you know, the school's going to get back going right away, and then games get back going right away. You guys took on Belmond Clemmy at home there. Belmond able to race ahead of you there in the first half, but your team makes a charge in the second half, just comes up a little bit short, maybe got too far down in the first half.
Yeah, you nailed it. They got up, I want to say it was 15 or 16 at the half. Credit to those guys. They're going to have a really nice squad in a couple of years. They play a ton of young guys, but they've got a lot of guys. They've got good length with some of their young players, and then they got a lot of kids that are really, really savvy basketball IQ-wise for their age, and they came out and shot the ball incredibly well in the first half. I think they made seven or eight threes in the first half and shot it really, really well in that first half. And you nailed it. Unfortunately for us, we got down too much. We came back and tied the game. I want to say it's at 52, maybe. I can't remember what the exact point was when we tied it, but we tied the game, and it was almost like we just expended all our energy to get back in the game. And then they hit a big shot to kind of seal it for them. But I liked how our kids battled back. It was an unfortunate loss. We had some really good efforts in it. Mitchell Smith had 25 points and 9 rebounds. Gunnar Faust had 16 points and close to 10 rebounds. And then Kaysen Brosher had a really, really good floor, just overall floor game. But, we got down too much and had to expend a ton of energy to get back in the game. And unfortunately, we couldn't close it out when we did get it tied back up.
Coach, you kind of mentioned it there, but that was, one thing that I was going to bring up with that is, you know, the effort, the drive to come back. I mean, when your team is down, by double digits at halftime, you guys could have thrown in the towel and lost by 30, but you didn't.
Yeah, that's one thing with these kids is they are the games haven't gone our way this year as far as from a wins and losses standpoint, but one thing we really, really talk about and harp on is just being resilient. It's kind of a big word for us is just be resilient in life and games and school because, you know, stuff's going to happen. How do you bounce back from it? How do you learn from it and just be a better man because of it? And our kids, they, no matter what, they're going to compete and battle like crazy. It's just a matter of can we hit enough shots and take care of the ball to give ourselves a chance to win? But, you know, I've been really proud of the kids' effort tonight. And, like, for example, like what Mitch has done in the last two games, we'll talk about the Garrigan game here in a second, but he's doing that, and he's only, you know, he's splitting, now he's full-time splitting time between wrestling and football, and just what he's able to do from just a physicality standpoint, just the toll it takes on him, but it just shows his commitment to his teammates and the school and his coaches that when he shows up and whether it be practice or games, he's going to give it everything he's got. And we've got a lot of guys that are like that on our team that really want to compete and just go out there and do whatever it takes to win a ball game.
And Coach, with that, you guys will took on Algona Bishop Garrigan last night. Coach, tell me your thoughts on the game from last night.
Yeah, it was really similar to the Belmont game. I think the score actually ended up being the same. But They were up 15 at the half. Garrigan was. They shot the ball incredibly well in the first half. I think they made seven or eight threes in the first half. I think five or six in the first quarter. They were up, I think it was 36-21 at the half. And then they got up by 20 at one point in the third quarter. We came storming back with just some great defense and timely shot making. Mitchell Smith, again, had over 20 points. He had 23. Gunnar Faust was huge last night. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Evan Hinders had two giant threes in the second half. And we got it all the way back. I think we got down. We were down three with the chance to tie it with less than a minute to go. Didn't knock down the shot we needed to, and Garrigan was able to make just enough free throws in the final 30 seconds to close it out. But, yeah, again, a terrific effort by our guys, and they just, you know, they never take themselves out. No matter what the score is, they're always going to battle and chip away and be resilient, and they did that last night against what is a really good basketball team in Bishop Garrigan. They're a tough matchup with the Joyce kid playing the wing and Schwabe at the point, and then they can throw a lot of size at you underneath. And I thought we did a terrific job of battling all night long, and shots finally started to fall a little bit for us, both, you know, getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line, and knocking down some timely threes. The kids really battled there, you know. Like I said before, despite the record, I really, really appreciate how resilient they are and how they show up every day and are ready to compete and get better.
And, Coach, with that, you guys got continue on your schedule. You'll play Lake Mills, and then you'll go into North Butler, followed by Eagle Grove the next day, turn around Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, and at Charles City. So some tough games coming up for your team. What are you guys looking for in the next few weeks?
Yeah, we just got to, you know, first and foremost, when you've got three games a week, and now we're going to start out, we had a ton of home games here to start the season. Now we're going to have a lot of road games, and obviously going to Lake Mills to start things off is going to be a huge challenge in itself, just because of the type of program that Coach Menke's got, and more so the players. They've got some terrific basketball players up there, so we go up there on Tuesday and we'll want to make sure we just take care of our bodies and, you know, are ready to go for some really tough matchups here in the next couple weeks, three games a week, and hopefully we can knock down enough shots to keep us competitive and try to find some wins and just go out there and, like I said many times here, just keep being resilient and keep competing and being one of those teams that nobody wants to play late in the season.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again in the future.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That's West Hancock head boys basketball coach Jay Hiscox.